Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea, back in the house. Before we go on, Andy, we have got to announce our winner. By the way, we had several good questions this week, several good candidates to win. Actually, at some point, Ross was talking about getting goosebumps, getting chills from the questions. But we have to pick a winner, and our winner is Angie from Texas. So, Angie, we'll be getting in touch with you about the KSN Polo. All right, let's get to it, Andy. We've been doing a running theme through the week. I talked to Dusty, T. Frank, and even Ross earlier in the show, and it's the one question. For a successful season, I think Penn State has to win 10 games. That would make it a very successful year. We could debate 9 wins is good enough, 10 wins. But the question is, what does Penn State need to do to reach their ceiling? What does it take to make the difference between being a 7-win team and a 10-win team?
So I'll be the caboose. So I get the, I have to figure, I haven't listened to what anybody else said. I just went with my own accord. And yeah, you're looking at what are the keys to success. So I think it's important. I'm going to define success of what I think this football team would be. And I think success at an elite level for this Penn State football team in 2021 would be a New Year's Six Bowl invite. And whatever the win total it takes to get that, it's a bit of a moving target, but I think 9 or 10 games is, you know, definitely going to put you in the sort of conversation wheelhouse. So that would be, and I'm not saying quote unquote successful. I'm calling it elite success. They get this team coming off 4-5 with some of the, you know, potholes that we're going to talk about here. They get to a New Year's Six Bowl, elite success for the 2021 season. So first, I'm going to get the easy one out of the way. I just think you have to, it's Clifford in the quarterback position. It's what everybody and anybody wants to talk about. And I just think you have to see a little bit closer version of the 2019 Sean Clifford. That's it. You don't have to see the full Monty version of him. I just think you need a little bit closer version of the 2019 Sean Clifford because he had so much help around him. I mean, it is still the most important position, but man, oh man, does he have help around him. And it's everywhere on that offense. It's not just the receivers. I mean, the tight ends are not Pat Freiermuth anymore, but good gracious, is that position stable still. The offensive line, I'm going to hit on them. But, and of course, they have 5 running backs. Well, of course they do. We've been talking about it for months. They have 5 running backs. He has so much help. I just think it has to be a little bit closer version of it. The one thing is, and I know the buck stops with the player. The buck does stop with the player. But don't forget, this is his 3rd offensive coordinator in as many years as a starter. He's had 0 continuity in terms of a coordinator and a system as a starting quarterback. That plays a little bit more of a role than fans probably want to hear or admit. Because they're like, well, just go out there and play. Yeah, I get it. And I'm with you on that. But I also think part of it is 3rd OC in as many years as a starter. It's a bit of a sticky wicket. There I go. Got my sticky wicket in. So that's my first quarterback gun out of the gate, Jimmy.
And you're right. It has to start there. And it feels like, at least on the offensive side, most of the pieces are in place. Now, when you, and I hate to use the term game manager for a quarterback. That's such a left-handed compliment. But when you see Sean Clifford last year and look, it wasn't how he played the whole game. It was those mistakes. They were like these hand grenades that he just dropped in there. The unforgivable interceptions. It was like, Sean, what were you thinking there? You weren't even under pressure, and you threw that god-awful pass. And it's not like he's an inaccurate thrower. So
right.
I think it's just, Sean, you're a golfer, Andy. A lot of times having a good round isn't about getting a lot of birdies. It's about avoiding the bogeys and double bogeys.
Yeah, Sean just lost his confidence. There's no other way to put it. That if you look at his fundamentals, his decision-making was poor and slow. His footwork suffered. His dropbacks looked a little wonky. He did things that made you go, like, Sean, what are you doing? And it was purely, in my opinion, based on something went amiss and his confidence just evaporated, and it evaporated fast. I mean, Jimmy, you think about it. It went away, and it went away in a hurry. And as fast as he lost it, I think that's a fine line because of the way Sean is as a person. I think it's very easy for him to find it. But I think it starts, you know, with the coordinator and the offense and learning it, being comfortable and confident, and that's a big factor. I hate to say it. No, people don't want to hear that. And it's going to be important because – I'm not worried about Sean. It's between the ears, and it's confidence in Sean that we can actually see. And we saw that in 19. That's the version I'm talking about, that Sean didn't lack for confidence in 2019, and he played with it. Not a tremendous amount of it, but he looked like a comfortable, confident quarterback. And just a little bit close version of that will serve Penn State just fine.
And
so
that's up to Mike Yurcich to be a little bit of amateur psychiatrist. And I also think that specifically is a factor in him wanting to be on the sidelines as opposed to up above in the press box during the games. All right, Andy.
Yep.
Quarterback, obvious issue.
Obvious.
Whether you believe in Sean Clifford or not, quarterback is still is an issue. What else do we got?
The defensive line, they have to overperform, and they have to be healthy and whole way more often than not. I mean, and by overperforming, I've set the bar fairly low, not because I'm being critical or cynical when I say this, but they're going to be using players who ideally would be in depth or backup roles. They're going to be using those guys as number ones. They have a transfer from Temple, right? Arnold Ebikidi, who you get the feeling from fans that this guy's going to be the savior up front. Well, I don't know. He's a transfer for a reason. I mean, PJ Mustipher's legit. Let's just forget about him because he's an NFL talent with a motor, and I think he's going to be a monster. But, Jimmy, if I said to you in the spring, your starting DN is Nick, your other starting DN is Nick Tarburton, and your other D tackle, number one D tackle, is Fred Hansard. I mean, that might be a potential problem. Those two guys are reliable and serviceable backups that would enhance any defensive line rotation. That's what I think of them as players. In this role, they are potential boat anchors as number ones. Possibly. Somebody has to step up. That's that mantra, right? You say that like, well, somebody has to step up. That's assuming you have talent, an unproven talent that emerges. This isn't that. You really have to hope these Band-Aids stick and overperform off the charts. And I don't mean by emerging as talents, but just be who you can be. If Penn State isn't a turnstile defense against the run up front, they're achieving success in my book because the potential exists for this defense to be a turnstile against the run, and that could be a huge potential problem. So setting the bar low, not because I'm being mean or cynical, but an understanding that if they're just respectable against the run and these guys are playing and serviceable and healthy way more than you would expect them to be, that is success for Penn State up front along the defensive line.
Well, I would never accuse you, Andy, of being mean and cynical. A grumpy old man, yes. Mean and cynical, no. And when you talk about the defensive line, they're going to be tested in that first game with Wisconsin, and we'll talk more about it next week. But although I understand there's a couple injuries across Wisconsin's offensive line, we'll see when we get there.
Yep.
The concern I have, Andy, also on defense, the line is obvious, but we're here. There's a lot of talent. We've been talking about that among the DBs. a lot of talent at cornerback. You have someone like Jaquan Brisker as the safety. But this team has always been the case where the results don't match the sum of the parts. It feels exactly. like there's a lot of talent there, but they still manage to give up the big play.
Yeah, I said it in quarter number one about the defensive back. Individually, the components are there, and there's depth there as well. And they've just never pulled it together. And last year, they not only did they not pull together, they were just simply awful last year. There's no other way to put it. And even though they were awful, I would say Jaquan Brisker was a pretty darn good safety for Penn State last year. But still, the secondary was just awful. And they have to figure out how to make the sum of their parts equal the collective group effort. In other words, okay, you've got Tariq Castro Fields, talented, NFL-type talent. Jaquan Brisker, I think he's an NFL talent. It's not up to the individual. It's up to the group to sort of perform collectively at their level. Joey Porter Jr. is pretty darn good. He went through some growing pains last year, but he still performed fairly decent. But collectively, they were just awful. So that's the gap they have to close back there.
One area we didn't talk about at all was linebacker. They did a little bit of shuffling of positions. Curtis Jacobs is going to be in a starting role. I also think on the defense somewhere, somebody's got to be a star, you know, that guy who steps up and makes plays. They've got some candidates. I think Jaquan Brisker and Brandon Smith are the two guys with the capability of being stars.
PJ Mustipher. PJ Mustipher. That's the guy who I think would do Penn State and serve them the best success-wise if he becomes a star, and I think he will. That's the guy I'm pegging on. You name the other two that are potential. I think Mustipher's the guy. If Mustipher's doing it, then that serves Penn State so much better.
It definitely does. Anything else you got to get them to the 10 wins in a New Year's Day bowl? Go ahead.
Yeah, quick in the last minute we got here. Be that offensive line. We thought they had all the ingredients there a year ago with talent and experience, that combination. They weren't. They kind of stunk and underperformed. I mean, it was a first-year O-line coach. The buck stops with him. He was this young go-getter. I'm like, you got dudes again. Players play, coaches coach, but your instructions on how to play come from the coach. Remember that. Be that offensive line. Be that dominant, enforceful, impactful offensive line. That's my last one.
Very
Be that
good.
Line.
Very good, Andrew. We've been waiting for that offensive line to step up for a few years. Hopefully this will be the season. That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.